"If only I knew the name of this island," he said to himself. "If I even knew what kind of people I would find here. But whom shall I ask? There is no one here."
The idea of finding himself in so lonesome a spot made him so sad that he was about to cry, but just then he saw a big fish swimming nearby, with his head far out of the water. Not knowing what to call him, the Marionette said to him,
"Hey there, Mr. Fish! May I have a word with you?"
"Even two, if you want," answered the fish,
who happened to be a very polite dolphin.
"Will you please tell me if, on this island, there are places where one may eat without necessarily being eaten?"
"Surely there are," answered the dolphin. "In fact, you'll find one not far from this spot."
"And how shall I get there?"
"Take that path on your left and follow your nose. You can't go wrong."
"Tell me another thing. You who travel day and night through the sea, did you not perhaps meet a little boat with my father in it?"
"And who is your father?"
"He is the best father in the world, even as I am the worst son that can be found."
"In the storm of last night," answered the dolphin, "the little boat must have been swamped."
"And my father?"
"By this time he must have been swallowed by the terrible shark, which for the last few days has been bringing terror to these waters."